The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with Institute of Hotel Management, Catering and Nutrition, Pusan, New Delhi, invites applications for regular posts at the Institute of Hotel Management, Lecturer 1 post EWS category, Assistant Lecturer 3 post URST OBC, and Lower Division Clerk 3 post UREWC and SC, with one LDC vacancy reserved for PWD category. For detailed information and application forms, kindly visit the Institute's website at www.ihmpusa.net. The last date for submission of applications is 17th June 2025 by 5 p.m. Oil India Limited, a Maharatna public sector company and a leading national oil and gas company headquartered in Assam, invites applications for Grade C posts including Superintending Medical Officer Radiology and Superintending Medical Officer Gynecology with a pay scale of 80,000 to 2,20,000. The upper age limit for these posts is 46 years for radiology and 45 years for gynecology. The posts are open to various reservation categories including OBC, NCL, UR, SC, ST and EWS with specific suitability for persons with benchmark disabilities. The application window is open till 16th June 2025. For full details and to apply, candidates can visit https://www.oil-india.com/advertisement-list. CSIR 4th Paradigm Institute under the Ministry of Science and Technology, Government of India, invites online applications from eligible Indian candidates for the post of Junior Secretariat Assistant, General, Finance and Accounts, Stores and Purchase, and Junior Stenographer, English and Hindi. The recruitment is for a total of 6 vacancies with pay levels ranging from level 2 to level 4 as per the 7 CPC. Candidates must meet the essential qualifications and age limits as detailed in the official notification. The online application process will close on 17th June 2025. For detailed eligibility criteria, age relaxation terms and conditions, and to apply online, please visit the official website at www.csir-4pi.res.in. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation through its Field Operation Division invites applications for consultant positions on contract basis for 12 months. Interested candidates may review eligibility and job details by downloading the notice from https://www.mospi.gov.in. The last date to apply is 16th June 2025 and applications must be submitted via email at hq.fbd-fod@gov.in. National Health Systems Resource Center, NHSRC, a technical support institution working under the National Health Mission, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, invites applications for several key positions. The roles include Senior Consultant in Drug and Logistics, Consultant in Information Technology and Administration, and Consultant in Administration. Interested candidates should have relevant qualifications and experience as detailed in the terms of reference available on the official NHSRC website. Compensation for these positions ranges from 60,000 to 1,50,000 rupees, depending on the role and experience. For more details, including the application format and requirements, please visit www.nhsrc.gov.in. nhsrcindia.org, or you could also visit www.mohfw.gov.in. Applications must be submitted online by 17th June 2025. Kendriya Vidyalay Sangathan, KVS, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Education, invites applications for the post of Superintending Engineer and Executive Engineer on deputation basis. There is one vacancy each for the posts. The post of Superintending Engineer carries pay level 13 as per the 7th CPC, and the Executive Engineer is in pay level 11. The maximum age should be below 56 years as on the closing date. Applications complete in all respects and forwarded through proper channel must reach the Joint Commissioner by 30th June 2025 via registered or speed post. The National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, invites applications to fill one post of a programmer at its principal bench in New Delhi on deputation basis in level 9 as per the 7th CPC. The position is open for existing future vacancies. The selected candidate will be posted at the NCLT headquarters in New Delhi. Applications must be submitted within 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For further details, including eligibility criteria and application format, they are available on the official website at www.nclt.gov.in under the career section. The College of Military Engineering, CME Pune 31, invites applications from qualified and experienced candidates for the position of associate professor and assistant professor on purely contractual basis. Though vacancies span across multiple engineering and applied science disciplines, including computer technology, electrical engineering, thermal engineering, machine design, construction management, environmental engineering, architecture, mathematics, English, and more, totaling 79 posts, 64 assistant professors and 15 associate professors. The upper age limit is 65 years and the tenure of contract is for 1 year, extendable by 6 months or until the availability of regular appointees, whichever is earlier. Interested candidates must submit their resume in PDF form only at femcme@gmail.com within 15 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Tentative interviews will be held on 3rd or the 4th week of June 2025, and shortlist applications will be contacted via email or phone. For details, kindly contact the nodal officer. For official updates and references, please visit the Employment News website at www.employmentnews.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.